Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
G'day, my name's Derek. I'm an alcoholic. And the question is, what amends did we balk at doing? Look, I didn't balk at doing too many amends. I was really clear at that stage about why I was doing the entire 12-step process, why I was in AA. I have an allergy to alcohol and a brain that gives me an obsession at times without a program that I can drink like a normal person. And I didn't want to drink at all. And I knew that having no power over alcohol, spiritual connection with a higher power was my only shot. And making amends is part of that. So I was very willing to make amends in general by the time I got to step eight. And there was one, though, and that was to my brother. And the reason why I didn't make an amends until this year, actually, about 8-9 months ago, and I'm nearly 9 years sober next week, 9 years, was because I didn't know, in particular terms, how I harmed him. I felt I had, but I couldn't, you know, bring to mind a specific incident. Oh, in 1987, I said this to you, and I want to make amends for that. And I think what was going on was I remembered the first time I shared with him that I was an alcoholic in AA. It was at a family event, which probably wasn't great timing for me. And he just said out loud at a volume that everyone can hear at the dinner table, and you know, all my family was there, "Oh, so you're a piss pot." And he made a big joke about it. And that kind of shut me down with him and gave me a resentment that I needed to do some inventory on, to be honest. But, you know, that's AA, that's recovery, that's being human, right? And at some point, though, as I say, 8 or 9 months ago, I gave him a call and I said, "Look, here's the thing. I've not made an amends to you, and I am in AA. And look, I know I've harmed you, and I don't think I need to know specifically how. I just feel that my higher power's telling me that I have. And I don't want to get all perfectionistic about it or willful or selfish and wait until something comes to mind. So, look, I want to express regret for anything that I've said or done in the past that's had a negative impact on you or our relationship or your life." And he said, "That's cool, man." He said, "Like, I understand why you're doing this and why it's taken long. You're okay by me. And we've been closer ever since." And that's the miraculous thing about the amends process. Really, what I discovered through it was the only person who holds me up in my recovery is me. It isn't the other person. It isn't what they did or said to me and how much in the right I feel or how clouded my recollection of a particular part or era in my life is. It really just comes down to me not letting anything get in the way of my recovery from a disease that is trying to kill me. And the other thing I'll end on is this. We're now closer, as I say. We now have a better relationship. You know, within 5 minutes of making that amends, we were talking about electric guitars we liked because we're both guitar players. And that's the great thing. You can move on almost straight away in my experience. So I hope that helps you with your amends. Cheers.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.